Welcome to Seeds of Honesty, a podcast that clears the crop circles of confusion. In today's episode, we will be talking about a farmer's top priority. A common misconception in the agricultural industry is that farmers are only concerned about making money rather than the welfare of their animals. In this episode, Addie Hicks, a former livestock showman and a fifth-generation cotton, wheat, sorghum, and corn farmer, will talk about what her priorities are and how she makes her animals' health a top priority.
Howdy, everyone. Thank you so much, Kerrigan, for having me on your podcast today. I am super excited to get the chance to be an advocate for something that has been the foundation of my family for five generations now.
Thank you for joining me, Addie. So now that you're not on the farm every day, what goes on in your life now?
Now that I am a college student at Texas A&M, my life has been pretty crazy, especially over the past week and a half. I actually just got engaged to my boyfriend of 3 years. His name is Kobe Berger, and he is the owner and operator of a show pig business in Giddings, Texas. So I will be wedding planning in the future and raising pigs for the rest of my life.
So do you think that you coming from an agricultural background, as well as him coming from an agricultural background, do you think that's what helped y'all build y'all's connection?
Absolutely. I think that us both being from an agriculturalist background is something that helped us make the connection to each other and understand who each one of us is. Coming from the agricultural industry, I feel like it could be hard to date somebody or marry somebody who has no clue what your life was like. So being a farmer's daughter and knowing the hard work and dedication that it took for my family to live off of and produce and farm and all of the things, I think that really set me and Kobe up for success since he does have this business.
So since you've been involved in agriculture for a while, are there any misconceptions that you've heard, and how do you go about bringing awareness to these misconceptions and really showing these people what agricultural is all about?
Absolutely. I feel like there are several misconceptions in the agricultural industry, whether that is people not understanding that their food just doesn't magically show up in a grocery store, to people thinking that we harm the animals that we care for and love daily. And that is our life. We are going to care for them like they are our pets, because genuinely that is what they are. And then there's the other misconception that farmers these days are putting in additives or crops. They're spraying their crops. They're using pesticides. And all the GMO talk that is going on currently is something that farmers are really fighting against right now, because that's not true. And the same can be said for the animal side of things. People are all about the grass-fed, no medicine route in the beef market, in the chicken, no probiotics or any of that stuff. But really, there is, when the animals go to the kill floor, they have to have a mandated probation of they have not been on this, they have not had any of this medicine. And I think that is something that as agriculturalists, we have to fight against to show we are doing this for the world and the country and our hometown communities. We're not doing this just to make the most money that we can. We are doing this to feed the world.
And do you think that it may be hard for some of these people who aren't involved in the agricultural industry to understand what truly goes on because they don't see it firsthand?
Absolutely. I guarantee you, if somebody wanted to come walk in Kobe's shoes for a day, or even my dad and granddad's shoes for a day, they would quit after 2 hours. It takes hard work and dedication and really just a strong mindset, because everything can change in an instant. You think your crops are growing great. You think everything is amazing. And then you have a hailstorm come in And that is something that people from the outside do not understand. They don't understand that our lifestyle is not something we can control. And the products that we make and crops that we grow are not something that we have 1000% control over.
And I think that's something that's what makes being a farmer and rancher so tough, is you have no control over what could happen. You could, accidents do happen, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Whereas people who go to their regular 9-to-5 jobs, they're secure and they know exactly what's going to happen. I think that's what makes farming and ranching so unique and important for not only the agricultural industry, but just the food industry as a whole. How do you make sure your animals and crops are in good health?
One thing that we do on the show pig side of things is we pay attention. It does not take a rocket scientist to know when an animal is feeling bad. It is something that you have to look for. If they are feeling bad, they're not going to eat. And if you see pigs not eating, you have to get down to the root of it. Is it a stomach ulcer? Is there a bug? Are they just sick? Or if the animal is coughing, what is going on with each and every animal? And on a sow operation as big as Burger Farms, that's something that we take pride in, because we cannot have a sickness come through, because sicknesses spread so fastly in the pig industry that is something that we have to be very, very cautious of. And that is not allowing people to come to our farm if they have been in other barns with other pigs. That's biosecurity. We have to have our farm on a tight lockdown, where if you went to a stock show, for example, you're not going to wear those shoes that you just walked all over San Antonio stockyards in back on the farm. We have shoes that we wear at the farm that stay on the farm and do not leave the farm. And those are just some of the biosecurity measures that we have in place to ensure the health of our animals. As for the farming side of it, watering and making sure right after you plant your seeds for your crops that they are in the ground and that they are sprouting. Another thing that we do is crop rotation, fertilization, spraying for pesticides. For example, on cotton crops, the insects that harm them the most are very, very, very small insects, and you cannot see them with the naked eye, but you can tell when they are on the crop and damaging it. The insect that I'm talking about is actually called thrip, and what we do to make sure it's that we're not infected with thrip is we'll lay down a white sheet and wait for these tiny little yellow bugs to land on them, and if we see that, then we know we have to spray so we can produce the crop in the next 4 months.
So now that you've given me a little bit of an insight on just how carefully you take a look at things and make sure things are good and animals are healthy, crops are healthy, how do you think we could go about advocating for the industry and letting people who may not know anything about the industry know just how careful we are as agriculturalists, and that what may look like what's happening is not actually happening, and that everything is taken care of and well thought out and safe?
I think one thing that we could do for sure is have the actual producers come on podcasts like this and share their stories. The best way for people to learn something is kind of an emotional appeal aspect. And if we were to get more farmers and ranchers and producers to come out and just say, hey, this is my life, this is my story, I think that would just draw so many people in. And you see it on TikTok with influencers who are doing dances and people are drawn to watch that, or they're just given their day in the life videos. If maybe farmers were more open to making those kind of videos and be like, day in my life, my sprinkler got stuck last night, here's a 15-second video of me undigging it. While that is very unrealistic as a farmer, because when accidents and situations like that happen, we solve them right away so everything can flow back into place as it is. I think that would be something that would be interesting. Or even from a pig side of things, a 15-second video of baby pigs running around the nursery decks. That would just draw people's attention. And then you can share the facts and say, hey, these pigs are 3 weeks old. This is what they look like. This is how they are living. And this is what we're doing to take care of them. And I just think if we showed the world how much we as agriculturalists love this industry, it would go a long way.
I agree. I think a lot of the times the negative things that happen in the ag industry are often reflected and seen more than the positive stuff. And I think that, like you said, making TikToks, going on podcasts, stuff like that, I think it would really give people an inside view of what truly goes on these farms and ranches.
Absolutely. A insider's view can do so many things. The Steve Jobs guy who used to go around to different jobs and show how hot dogs were made or what happens in these facilities. If we were to do that on our own as producers and farmers and ranchers, I just think it would go a long ways. Now, no, would we have a reality TV show about it? Absolutely not. That is just not realistic for us in this industry. But if we were able to make a blog post or a 15-second video and post it on Facebook where other people are looking for information, or even starting a TikTok channel or even a YouTube channel, I think it would give a very big insight. But one of the issues with that is it takes a long time to gain followers and to gain people who want to listen. And to hit those target audiences, you're going to have to say some funny things or make some adaptations of what you're doing. Or even if you just pull your phone out for 15 seconds while driving a tractor and being like, well, today, guys, I am plowing up the field so the West Texas wind does not blow our cover dirt off of our crop. I just think that's something that could be amazing for the industry to show. We are tending to the land as we should. We are not doing this to harm. We are not creating products and animals and crops to harm people. We are doing this for the benefit of the world.
I agree. Thank you so much. I think we are out of time for today, but like I said, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an insight on just how important farming and ranching is to you and just your top priorities as an agriculturalist.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed talking to you today, Kerrigan.